This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The issue is one of vigor. The issue is politics as being perception.
With vim, vigor, and vitality.
And so the open question is he too old to run for a second term?
Bush, too old!
Come on, man.
You think he should run again?
I'm gonna duck that question, if you don't mind.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
We don't have any candidates yet for 2024, and I'm not picking amongst them.
Any other questions?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Liz Cheney, we support her for president if she runs in 2024.
I think Liz Cheney has shown an enormous amount of integrity front and center all the way through this whole process.
After all this time, how can you?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That's my all-time favorite nickname, I think, for Liz Cheney is Miss Piggy. And that's not to be mean or anything. She just is the human version of a Muppet. Miss Piggy. She looks just like her. That's not to be insulting or anything like that. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in as Howie took the slide today, yes, at Cape Gunworks. And thanks to Toby and Brendan and everybody, Tim over at Cape Gunworks and Doc over at Scally's Irish Ale House and Mike Gannon over from Gannon's Tavern for bringing some great food to everybody at the remote. And thanks for showing up and signing the petition to stop illegal aliens from getting driver's licenses in the state of Massachusetts. Again, this is the last weekend. We'll be pushing that pretty hard. FairAndSecureMA.com. FairAndSecureMA.com. Don't come to me and say, when I Google that address, it doesn't. Don't Google it. Just put it into where you put your URLs. That's the code for the website that you're going to. That bar up top where you put in Google.com, put FairAndSecureMA.com there instead. Sorry, you don't know how many text messages I have to respond to during the day. What's the website again? Fair, F-A-I-R, and A-N-D, secure, S-E-C-U-R-E, M-A.com. Find out where you can sign this weekend if you haven't done so already. 844-500-4242. Some news that Howie and Grace, I was hoping they wouldn't get to this, and I don't think they did. I don't think they even knew about it. But this is just too juicy to pass up, too good to leave for over the weekend, this feud now that's broiling between Donald Trump and number two Trump impersonator Alec Baldwin. Matt, do you know why I say number two Trump impersonator number Baldwin? Alec Baldwin.
Who would be number one?
Well, that's for everyone else to decide, really. I'm not saying it's me, but we do get people texting in saying, is that really Trump doing those phone calls on the show? I'm not going to say it's me. I will leave room for somebody else because I never like to put Alec Baldwin number one anything unless it's number one jerk, number one tool, number one photographer assailant, things of that nature. But, yes. So this actually has to do with that. The shooting of Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. So Alec Baldwin, he cannot stay out of the spotlight to save his life. He's got to be there. He's got to make some sort of statement. He's got to set the record straight. Okay, I got to set the record straight about things. That wasn't my fault. Somebody was responsible, but it wasn't me. He actually said that. He actually said that. I don't take any responsibility for it. It was somebody's job, not mine.
Consider the source.
Consider the source. Exactly. He thinks he's Batman. That's what it is. He thinks he's the Caped Crusader. So Alec Baldwin, he recently gave this interview to CNN about what happened, how the investigation is going, and what he was feeling. And I'm gonna need the violins for this, because he takes this to a place. Once again, somehow, somewhat, you would not think that there was a way that Alec Baldwin could defend himself in the shooting of Elena Hutchins on the Rust set out in, what was it, New Mexico, Arizona, somewhere out there. And he can rope Trump into it and say somehow it's his fault. You never knew this could happen. But here we go, okay? Everything I'm about to read to you is an exact quote from Alec Baldwin's interview to CNN. I didn't have time to get any of the cuts, even if they're out there, I'm not sure, but thought it'd be fun to try my hand at Alec Baldwin. Let's have the violins here.
The former president of the United States said, "I probably shot her on purpose. To me, that was the only time I was worried about what was going to happen." Here was Trump, who instructed people to commit acts of violence. And he was pointing the finger at me and saying I was responsible for the death. I was 100% nervous. A bunch of people were instructed by the former president to go to the Capitol. And they killed a law enforcement officer. They killed somebody. You don't think I thought to myself, are some of those people going to come and kill me?
So first he refers to, in that first part, he's referring to Donald Trump as one of the many people who has commented on the story, the killing of the director, Elena Hutchins, via Alec Baldwin's gun he was holding, the trigger. That I did not pull that trigger. I did not pull that trigger that Alec Baldwin pulled. Trump reacted to it, and he set Alec Baldwin all a Twitter, all in a huff. Because, I mean, think about it from Alec Baldwin's perspective. He's used to being on the other end of this. He's the one that does the Trump impression on SNL, or at least used to. And he was used to dishing it out at Trump. Now, Trump has ammunition, forgive the expression, against Alec Baldwin, and had a few things to say about this. Did not say that explicitly, because Alec Baldwin said, he said, "I probably shot her on purpose." That's not what Donald Trump said, of course. But that's what Alec Baldwin said Donald Trump said. And that's actually how Variety magazine, where they ran this story, actually quoted this, again, verbatim. Trump reacted to the tragedy by claiming Baldwin, quote, "probably shot her on purpose," unquote, which Baldwin feared would ignite the former president's fan base against him. Now, that quote, "probably shot her on purpose," they weren't quoting Donald Trump. They were quoting Alec Baldwin misquoting Donald Trump. Severe misrepresentation already. So here's what Trump actually said. I did not pull the cuts. This story came up to us a little too late for us to go into the cut sheets here and get these. But this was from a radio interview that Trump did back in November. This was just after the story broke of Alec Baldwin shooting Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. Trump said, in my opinion, he had something. I guess I got to do the voice. I did Alec Baldwin. I got to do Trump. In my opinion, he had something to do with it. But if nothing else, how do you take a gun? Whether it's loaded or not loaded, how do you take a gun pointed at somebody that's not even in the movie, and just point it at this person and pull the trigger, and now she's dead? Trump said he believed Baldwin could be responsible because he's a troubled guy, and there's something wrong with him. I've watched him for years. said Trump, who like Baldwin, long lived in New York and moved in elite media and social circles. He gets into fist fights with reporters. I mean, everything he does. He's a volatile guy. He's a nut job. Then, this is what I love about Trump. He can pretty much BS about anything. I've never seen Donald Trump handle a gun. I find it a bit difficult for me to believe that this you know, Manhattanite billionaire has ever handled a gun in any form or fashion, has ever been on the range. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he has.
Don't be rude.
But this, during the interview, he did say, if they handed me a gun, I would never point it at somebody and shoot it, you know. I don't care about checking the gun. They hand you a gun, you're not going to point it at somebody. This was really a cinematographer, so it's not even like an actress that's on set with you. This was a cinematographer, so that means he took the gun and pointed it at a cinematographer, pulled the trigger, and she was dead. He never said that she did this on that he did this on purpose. Alec Baldwin was terrible at imitating me, and by the way, if I thought he was good and I didn't like his politics or I didn't like him, I would have said he was good, but he was he was good, but he was terrible. Oh, this is too good to pass up. So not only does Alec Baldwin rail on Trump and completely misquote him for saying that, oh, he said I did it on purpose, which he never said. I don't see any evidence here of him saying that. He goes on and makes up more BS about January 6th. We've got to take a break. We'll take your calls and much more coming up. 844-500-4242. We won't do this yet. We'll do the poll question coming out of the break. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
He's very popular. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
They said, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
But he didn't. Alec Baldwin stood in the middle of the desert and shot somebody. I'm not sure if he lost any supporters, but he did what Donald Trump said he could do and not get any blowback for it. Alec Baldwin did it and is somehow blaming it on Trump. 508 says it is entirely unlikely that Donald Trump has a 44 Ultra Mag. Ultra Mag. Like the Dirty Harry gun. Can you imagine Donald Trump and Dirty Harry?
This is a 44 Ultra Mag handgun, the most powerful conservative handgun in the world. You just have to ask yourself a question. Do you feel lunky? Or do you punk?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Alec Baldwin somehow blames Donald Trump in the Rust shooting. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by Solti. Solti is a soft, gelled capsule made with a super-enriched extract from green tea. It's decaffeinated. Solti has helped millions maintain lower cholesterol levels and a healthier heart. Pay attention to your good health. Go to solti.com. That's SOLTEA.com. Enter Howie at checkout to get $40 off with free shipping. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How will the impending MBTA disaster rank among Charlie's greatest fiascos? So we have a minor, like his son Gropey, getting dragged off the plane. About the level of state police R&B scandals. Not quite as bad as lockdowns, nursing home deaths, etc. Or worse even than the COVID catastrophe.
I'm going to say on the same level as the state police RMV, because really as a citizen of Massachusetts, it's an annoyance. It affects the baseline as far as your tax dollars and how they're being used, but there's not much you can do about it. You've kind of got to live with it. So it's along those lines.
That one's running about third place right now. First place is not quite as bad as lockdowns, nursing home deaths, etc.
All right. 844-500-4242. And just one other aspect to this of Alec Baldwin blaming Donald Trump. He said in his interview that he was 1,000% nervous, 1,000% nervous about Donald Trump supporters attacking him for killing a cinematographer on the set of Rust. I mean, dude, you should have been put in cuffs and hauled off, because this was... Accidents like this aren't supposed to happen. Should have been detained for some time. But nobody was going to come after you because, one, Donald Trump did not say that you probably shot her on purpose. He has pointed out, factually, your troubled past with the press and people behind cameras, the paparazzi, just assaulting them, laying them out in the street. I get it. It can be annoying if you're a celebrity to deal with that, I would imagine. I don't have the same level of clout as Alec Baldwin, and I don't get mobbed with the paparazzi outside of cigar bars. But yeah, you never know. It could happen. But I haven't had to deal with that, but I imagine it could get annoying. But I don't think I'd haul off and hit somebody because they were taking my picture, and maybe they kind of leaned on my car. Trump rightfully pointed that out, pointed out his troubled past, fist fights with reporters. He's a volatile guy. He's a nut job. And you've seen videos of him going crazy on the streets of New York, yelling at people. So he's just pointing out, hey, this is a guy who's gone off just like that before. Who's to say?
I said, shut up!
Oh, boy. Oh, man. That's probably about the only thing you could have played from that clip, too. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
I'm sure there's other people want to comment. Thanks for taking the call. I'll be kind of quick and rifle these at you if you want to come back to me.
Please, don't use the word rifle while we're talking about Alec Baldwin.
Hey, keep it downrange and you're fine. Don't point it at people and you're still fine. Learn those lessons. I'm sure they teach them at Cape Gunworks there. So I think as far as the impression thing, Alec Baldwin needs makeup and needs the visual. You're on a par with Dana Carvey in the verbal patterns and being able to just take verbiage without practicing it. So that's aside. You can make it a poll question.
I wasn't fishing for any compliments, but I thank you, Zebra. Go ahead.
Doesn't matter. It's out there. Make it a poll. I bet you everyone else echoes that. But the comment I wanted to make is, if you want to see a real personality of evil, every once in a while, someone will get into a role in a movie, and you see the natural ability for them to be evil.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the most recent example of that I've seen where it's kind of frightening. I'll see if I can come up with it during the break. Thanks for the call, Zebra. We'll be right back. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Just want to, again, highlight the lies. Well, the last lie in this pack of lies that Alec Baldwin levied against Donald Trump and his supporters, you. Baldwin said, this is from the Variety.com article, Baldwin said that after Trump's message, he was 1,000% nervous, 1,000%, about Trump supporters attacking him. He added, a bunch of people were instructed by the former president to go to the Capitol, and they killed a law enforcement officer. They killed somebody. You don't think I thought to myself, are some of those people going to come and kill me? again, there was only one person killed on January 6th at the Capitol. We all know, Ashley Babbitt. Nobody else was killed that day. One of the Capitol police officers happened to die of a stroke. Others dealt with themselves in different ways, tragic as they may be. No law enforcement officer died at the hands of any Trump supporters. So this is the kind of crap that people like Alec Baldwin are still putting out there. We did get a request, Matt, from one of the texters, I believe an 860. Can we have Ilaria Baldwin saying the name of a certain vegetable?
We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, cucumbers. We have...
How do you say in English? How do you say in English? Cucumber?
Cucumber?
She's from Boston. She was born here. How do you say cucumber? 844-500-4242. And I'll say this about Alec Baldwin. I have never, and it's not a positive thing, I've got almost nothing positive to say about Alec Baldwin, except that he does probably the best Tony Bennett impersonation I've ever seen. Other than that, I've never seen a movie or sat down to watch a movie because Alec Baldwin is in that movie. Never. It's always been a good movie and Alec Baldwin happens to be in it, or it's a good movie in spite of Alec Baldwin's appearance in it. It's never a good movie because Alec Baldwin is in it, for me, at least. I've never thought... I mean, he does a fine job. I've never put him up there on you know, the same ranks as... Jack Nicholson, for instance. He shared the screen with him in The Departed, though I don't think they shared any scenes together. But, yeah, I would not put him up in legendary actor status. Not Walk of Fame material for me. 844-500-4242. David, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, David.
Dale, I'd just like to take Alec Baldwin down a memory lane. In December of 1998, he was on the Conan O'Brien show, and just he's talking about Senator Henry Hyde, and that if it was any other country, he would be, because of the Clinton impeachment, he would be stoned to death and his wives and his kids would be killed. And he was freaking out on Conan O'Brien screaming to have Senator Hyde to be stoned.
Oh, wow.
So that can be looked up. It's online. You go to the media research and just look up Alec Baldwin calling for Henry Hyde to be stoned, and you'll see it there. And I saw the clip back then, and it's there. It's so.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I'd never heard of that. 1998. That's. I mean, I would have been turning 8 that month. Sorry to throw salt in that wound, but thanks very much for the call. I'll check that out, David. 844-500-4242. Another couple of pieces of hypocrisy that are going on. So Joe Biden said, we're not going to build another foot of wall. We're not going to build another foot of wall. Not another foot of Donald Trump's wall under his administration will be constructed, which we found out was a lie because Alejandro Mayorkas... I guess they were kind of secretly completing some of the wall along Arizona because the materials were just sitting there, so they had to do something with it. So they were just kind of cleaning up the job site instead of moving all the materials back somewhere. So they were completing some of the wall a few months ago. But in spite of that, in spite of Joe Biden saying, no more walls, we're not going to build any more walls, he has built a $500,000 fence, a wall of sorts around his Rehoboth Beach property. Fox News, after spending much of his summer vacay on Kiowa Island, South Carolina, Biden is heading back to his multi-million dollar beach house in his home state of Delaware. He's there all weekend, I believe. Building a taxpayer-funded security fence at a cost that's ballooned to $500,000. $2.7 million home. According to data released by the Federal Aviation Administration, Oh, he was, yeah, he was expected to get there Saturday. So, well, yeah, Wednesday he was briefly at the White House in between trips, right? Between South Carolina and Delaware. Stopped at the White House just for a sandwich, some pudding. Signed the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, $739 billion. In September of 2021, DHS awarded $456,548 to a Sussex County company to construct a security fence around Joe Biden's home. I mean, the guy spends so much time there, he might as well have some security, right? DHS contract with Turnstone Holdings LLC for the purchase and installation of security fencing has increased to $490,000. That's to be expected. The $456,548, that was probably an estimate. $490,000. What did they write on that invoice? Due to inflation, we had to raise our prices on labor and parts and goods. This is according to USAspending.gov. Construction began on September 21st of last year, expected to be completed by June 6th, 2023. Good golly, Miss Molly, how long is this fence? I'm sure there's a lot of components to it, cameras and perimeter detection, things of that nature. But all the while, he's building a fence around his house, and yet states like Arizona, border states, they can't get the federal government to build a wall anymore. They don't have contracts for anybody to build a wall. So they have to resort to the next best thing, and that's shipping containers. You know, these, remember those shipping containers on that backdrop for Joe Biden when he was out in California earlier this year talking about the supply chain crisis, as he calls it, the supply chain? He was in the dockyards, and he's got these cargo ships behind him, and he's got the shipping containers. They're all stacked up, 3, 4, 5 high. Nobody's doing any work and unloading them or loading them back up and setting them out. And you've got, you know, 15, 20 of these ships just sitting out in the bay waiting to come in, but they can't because nobody's doing their jobs because they can't get anybody back to work. Those shipping containers are being used as border wall in Arizona. Governor Doug Ducey announced he would permit construction to finish the border wall in Yuma, Arizona, using shipping containers to close the gaps. 60 double-stacked shipping containers with razor wire are a temporary solution. One of the main gaps near the Morales Dam was partially closed as of Tuesday, although Fox News witnessed some migrants still crossing in between construction. I mean, this is not the best solution, but it's what we have to work with because Joe Biden won't finish the wall unless that wall is around his home in Rehoboth Beach. It's shameful. Two of these, by the way, fell over. They toppled over. They're not they're structurally sound for what they were designed to do, but they weren't meant to serve as walls. They're relatively thin. Probably fairly easy to cut through if you know, these illegals are industrious enough, which it seems they are in trying to get across the border. Saw a picture today on Twitter. Three illegals rounded up by DHS wearing camouflage. They were like wearing tumbleweed camouflage in order to, you know, refrain from being detected by border security. But they got them anyway. So they're trying all kinds of tactics. But the DHS director in Arizona, he spoke with one of the morning zoo stations over there, said, "We got funding in this budget now to do this now. Biden hasn't done anything to help at the border. Arizona is taking action because our state needs to be protected today." I mean, you laugh and you can say this is all theater, but it's not to these people, these governors. They've got to do what they've got to do in order to protect their people and stop the flow of fentanyl from coming in and killing their citizens. It's killing them off in record numbers. We've got a cut of this. This is the DEA Commissioner Ann Milgram on CBS's morning show, where CBS was reporting that fentanyl overdoses are now the leading cause of death in the United States of America among 18 to 45-year-old citizens. So this is the DEA commissioner on CBS telling us that this is going on at a pace we've never seen before. Cut nine, Matt.
So what we see happening at DEA is essentially that there are two cartels in Mexico, the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco New Generation cartel, that are killing Americans with fentanyl at catastrophic and record rates like we have never seen before. And those cartels are acting with calculated, deliberate treachery to get fentanyl to the United States and to get people to buy it through fake pills, by hiding it in other drugs, any means that they can take in order to drive addiction and to make money.
So in order to stop this kind of dread and terror that's raining down upon these communities, these governors have to dip into their state budgets. $6 million is what it's taking in order for Arizona to close up the gap in Yuma with shipping containers stacked too high, double stacked, as Joe Biden likes to say about trains, double stacked. $6 million welded shut, linked together and welded shut. This is what we have to resort to. It's sad. That's that. I mean, we're a first world nation resorting to third world solutions because that's all the help we can get. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, they could fill those shipping containers full of rocks, I think, and add some depth to them. But I was thinking that the tumbleweed camouflage comes from the old series F Troop, where they dressed up as tumbleweeds in order to penetrate clandestinely the Hakawi camp.
Right, right. I mean, these were legit kind of, you know, fatigues, I guess you might call them. They look like pretty legit uniforms, you know, camouflage material, something that a sniper would wear to blend in. As tumbleweed is just, you know, kind of how it looked optically in that setting. But, you know, they're resorting to all kinds of stuff in order to negate detection. Thanks very much for the call, Dennis. Greg, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I was just referring back to your Alec Baldwin. The only movie that comes to mind that he did a good job in was The Shadow.
Really?
I think The Shadow would have been a good movie. I think The Shadow would have been a good movie with anybody in it. I actually think his brother Stephen Baldwin has a heck of a lot more talent than he does.
Probably.
A lot more integrity.
I vaguely remember The Shadow. It was almost kind of a B movie. It was a pretty corny 90s take on 1930s, that 1930s radio show. I remember Jonathan Winters was in it. He was like the police commissioner or something, right?
Yeah, but I'll tell you with a time where I lost all respect, not that I ever had a lot, but all respect for Alec Baldwin, was when he went on his rant about having Bush's head in a bowling bag or something like that back when George W. was president.
Yeah, he's got some serious problems. The things that he said and the things that he's done to photographers and reporters, things of that nature, he's a nut. He's, like Trump said, he's a nut job. He's volatile. He's a nut job.
All of us together would go down to Washington and we would stone Henry Hyde to death.
Oh, yeah. You'd be arrested for that now. That's inciting an insurrection. What's the statute of limitations on that? Can we find out? 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Greg. A close friend of Howie's got a big new job recently, and Howie asked the guy for his new address so that he could send him a congratulatory gift. Instead of flowers, candy, a nice card, or anything, this friend of Howie's asked if he could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Have you thought of buying someone the Thunderstorm air purifier as a gift? It's the gift that they didn't realize they wanted or needed. Paul Rizzo, the insurance guy for Howie and some of the others here at the Howie Carr Radio Network, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value. Top 3 uses for the air purifier are odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems. I use it for both of those. Odors in the basement, sinus problems. If it's, you know, spring shifting into summer, it can get pretty bad. I move the Thunderstorm upstairs or just get another one. Plug it in, takes care of the pollen in the air. And the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space. It's small enough to hold in your plan. Plugs right into the wall. Hold in your hand, not your plan. Hold in your hand. There are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself. Maybe give one as a gift like Howie did. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word Howie3. Shipping is free. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
...844-500-4242. Once again, this weekend is your last chance to get out there and sign the petition to stop illegals from getting legal driver's licenses in Massachusetts. If you're a Massachusetts resident, please go to fairandsecurema.com. Look through the list for the location nearest you. Get out and sign. Make it a point. You know, schedule your errands around it this weekend. Make it fit in. We need to get over the hill. Yeah, there are enough signatures collected, but many of them will be invalidated. Look what happened out in California with one of the Soros DAs, the recall election. They negated, you know, almost a third of the signatures on the ballot. You don't want that to happen here. So we need to make sure we have enough of the army out there signing these petitions. So again, fairandsecurema.com. Look through the website. You'll find some helpful information on where to submit all of the applications or all the petitions you've collected, if you've been collecting them. If you don't know, then email jm@massgop.com. That's jm@massgop.com if you have any questions. I'm sorry we don't have time to take any more calls today. Would have loved to. This hour just flew by. I do want to say a very happy birthday to my son, my boy. He's 2 years old today. Happy birthday, Harrison. I love you. I'm sorry I wasn't able to spend the day with you today, but we're going to have fun all weekend and at your party coming up. Dad loves you so much, and I can't say more than that. Tomorrow night, I am at Hill and Harbor Cigar House, Cigar Lounge, Hill and Harbor Cigar Lounge in East Greenwich, 9 p.m. to midnight. I hope to see you there for Stogies and Sinatra. It's going to be a lot of fun. Howie's back Monday right here in studio. Don't go anywhere. This is the Howie Carr Show.